Young people are not caught up in the worries that adulthood teaches. In can-do fashion, they have an idea and they just go for it. In late May of 1970, I arrived home from college with a few thousand books in tow and escaped to the island in the midst of a turbulent time. The sexual revolution, the Vietnam War, Woodstock, Stonewall, but with the values of community service taught by Swan's Island intact, and my enduring friendship with Ed Wheaton seasoned and strong. One sunny afternoon, Ed walked up the back lawn from his house to say hello. The idea. We sat reminiscing on the back porch, and eventually, as usual, the conversation turned to books. I had, as I mentioned, hauled a couple thousand home from New York City. What does one do with a couple thousand books? It's almost a library. But where? Well, Ed said, there's the WSCS building at the foot of Lindsay's Hill. Bernice is the treasurer. Sonny's on his wharf. Let's ask him to talk to his mom. I think he just said, go ahead and use it. Can't hurt. And before the day ended, we had ourselves a library, or at least a building and the books. The building. It was a building with a small porch, windows on both sides of the front facing east, and windows on the sides of the building facing north and south. A building that had been the home of countless ladies' aid meetings and Methodist church social gatherings. 370 square feet of thickly shellacked wainscoting on the walls and ceiling, and a small room in the back for storage. There was already a good reading table with chairs in the building and some other furniture which we commandeered from the church group. We collected books, boards, bricks, and stacked them as shelves. Deirdre Gunnison Wiseman, who worked at the Harvard University Library, gave us a small oak catalog cabinet. Now all we needed were more books. Lyndon, Tony, Ed, myself, and a number of other young people scoured the island for more. Everyone donated. We crawled through attics, cellars, living rooms, and garages and ended up with thousands more books to add to the ones we already had. Deirdre Wiseman, Celine Meeks, and a couple of other trained librarian island residents taught us the Dewey Decimal System. The excitement grew. The name. Visits by the state-operated bookmobile were highly valued by readers on the island. Had we called ourselves the library, we would have lost the bookmobile. So we decided on the Swan's Island Educational Society, and the annex would house books. Mel Wiseman painted our signs, one on a post reading the Swan's Island Educational Society, and another over the door, the annex. Later, the choice of Swan's Island Educational Society would prove prophetic, in that the successive buildings housed much more than books. Yoga classes, painting classes, lectures, movies, internet stations, and so forth. Truly an educational society. Opening. By Thursday, July 16, 1970, we were ready and the doors opened. Dozens came. There was a glass donation bowl on a small table inside the entrance, and it's my recollection that we received nearly $400. We had a building, books, signs, some money, and lots of enthusiasm. Volunteers manned the facility from that time on. Margaret Kent was hired to be the librarian. She kept the library open one afternoon a week and was paid $300 a year, money that the town raised at town meetings. The town also raised funds to pay for some expenses, but most were raised through donations. Here we are, 50 years later, with the Swan's Island Educational Society literally the center, the beating heart of the island under the steady ward leadership of Carol Petritis, and the talented directorship of Jeannie Hoyle. It is the library and media center, with book talks, online access, 24/7 screened internet porch, classes, films, exhibits, fairs, meetings, a resource for the island school, a place for coffee and chat, and a dedicated emergency facility. We are enriched and supported thanks to this vibrant library and educational center. So this is not just a nice amenity. It's a vital social infrastructure. Children socialize and develop confidence and direction as they pick and read books, create and look at art, listen to music and or interact. They play and explore surrounded by information and by caring adults who see them not just as future grown-ups, but as whole people worthy of love and joy and learning. This library has become a lifeline to a world full of ideas, a free public space on our wonderful Swan's Island that allows everyone to feel safe and informed. It has become an important community institution. All from two local kids on a back porch with some time on their hands, with a darn good idea, plenty of books, and the supportive can-do island community. Boy, are we lucky.